listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat. April 15th, 2015. We got a few minutes. Let's bring over Delcroix, Vidar, and Critical Mass here and see if they'll chat. Hi, Vidar.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hey,
your
Vidar.
Flag says Canada.
Hi.
Welcome to Canada.
It's freaking freezing up here.
Well, is that what your voice is?
A lot
different?
Of tunnels.
Yeah. I was just installing some software for my mother, and then I had to come down here, and I thought, hey, I can hear my earphones going off here.
Good for you. Yeah, I was just telling Delcroix, I was listening to Max Rat, who Critical Mass actually recommended.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, man, I listened to some of his podcasts a good while back. I'd say about half a year ago anyway, not a year ago.
I think his last show was in January on the Moon Hoax. Yeah. But he seems to make a podcast every 2 or 3 months.
Well, judging by the amount of clips he uses, he probably has to take all that time to just source them and edit them and everything else.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Did you meet Hoy?
I did. We had a great visit. It was like meeting someone, like an old friend. It was really fun. It was great. I think we convinced each other that we're both real.
Did you have to pinch each other?
Yeah, well, I don't know if there was any of that going on.
He didn't look exactly like Simon Shack?
No, he looked just like his pictures online. A little older.
Very good. Did you just meet for lunch or whatever? No,
we kind of went back and forth deciding where we were going to meet, and we came up with different places, and we thought, you know what, if I have to go somewhere and try and meet him, that was going to cut off so much valuable time. So we just thought, you know what, how about when I get off the plane, we can just meet there, and then we can just go for a coffee. And I think we went in like 2 different places and sat down, and it was great. It was great. I wish we could all get together like that.
He actually came to the airport to meet you, which was nice.
Yeah, it was really nice.
So you went through the airport there where he was?
Yeah, there's like, well, you know when you get off the plane, you go through the security part. There's some really nice coffee places, but they're past security. So we ended up just meeting. We met by the information center and then just went and found a chair. And it's funny, you know, it's funny when we were talking, you know, these people were sitting around us and they all look like, you know how all these things pass in your mind? They all look like those PSYOP actors. It was too weird. But we're just talking about fakery, like as loud as we can. And we're just having a great time.
That's great.
I thought you were doing a road trip that you're actually driving, but you only drove.
Too.
Yeah.
Okay, get this, guys. I met him in the Phoenix airport. And where am I now? The road trip was after I met him.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
After we hit Montana, there was like no one on the road. It was almost really scary. It was just us in the road, and it felt like the Twilight Zone. I was saying that we were like Charlton Heston and Omega Man.
The desolate place. There aren't a lot of people traveling. There aren't a lot of people.
It was fun. Yeah. It was great. You know, we traveled 3 days, never turned the radio on.
There's an example of overpopulation. See, as soon as you go outside of any of the big cities, it's just vastness. That's even over here in Ireland, I noticed that.
I think we counted it that I've been 8 different states and provinces in the last 4 days. So I went through California, Phoenix, Nevada, Utah, Idaho, Montana.
Well, according to the
Saskatchewan
America 2050 mega regions, Montana is just on the edge of the Front Range mega region. Have you ever seen that map?
No.
Well, America is going to be carved up into 11, of course, 11 mega regions.
Got to be 11, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm going to post it in the chat for anyone listening at chat.fakeologist.com, and you guys can take a peek. This is the future.
Yeah,
these are people are going to be herded into the cities. Well, they're not even herded. They're going there by choice. But the rest of the vast regions will be probably closed off as time goes by. They're already pretty desolate now anyway. And Canada will be integrated as well. We're in the Great Lakes region here.
Well, does that even make any sense? I thought each state is, I know it's not real, but I thought each state was meant to be independent.
Well, that's what they're destroying right now. That's a 100-year plan. I believe that. They're trying to blow up the state lines. The America is unique in that it is United States, where the states were supposed to be independent, but I think this whole psyop against the police and the citizens is meant to just break apart the local sheriff, the local police concept, where people are going to rise up against their local police because of all these psyops, and they won't trust them, and they'll demand a federal force. The same with the TSA.
Yeah, moving towards federalism.
Yeah, well, it's the same as the TSA, because most airports were protected, quote unquote, by just private local security firms, or even city, well, just a more local security, private security. But the TSA was just a federalization of that to just integrate and consolidate all the federal police or security forces, like the Coast Guard, and they created the airport security as part of it, and it's just essentially a takeover of local. I don't even think they were state. It's all local security of airports. I think I would say it's a 100-year plan to just federalize the United States, and it's got to be one of the hardest countries in the world to federalize because of its constitution and the way it was created.
Yeah, it's hard enough to get the states to talk to each other, let alone follow the same plan.
Yeah. Canada's a little more submissive. Although we have similar, where the provinces have a lot of jurisdiction over different things, but they push back against the federal model as well. But
well, the same thing is going on over here in, you know, this artificial thing called Europe. You know,
yes,
Ireland and Wales, I think, and maybe a bit of Scotland as well, is sort of like a particular zone. I don't have it off right to my hand here, but I remember reading about it before. They have, you know, different zones made out. So, same kind of thing. Break up the nation states.
I'm looking up mega regions of Europe right now. If they have that there. Looks like they do have mega regions in Europe as well.
Yeah.
We've got Glassburg, Lawn Lead Chester, Ambrustorp, Paris, Frank Gart, Barcelona, Madrid, Lisbon, Vienna, Budapest, Prague is this massive mega region, Berlin. It's alone. I'll put that in the chat as well.
Yeah, these guys have a lot of aspirations, but like,
sure.
The people have to actually acquiesce to it.
Well, they have to demand it. That's what psyops are all about. They just they push the people to demand these solutions.
which are ready to go.
There was a new John Adams commute on Hoaxbusters there.
Yeah, I didn't get to listen to that. What was that about?
Yeah, it was interesting. It was talking about various things that they normally talk about. There was no guest today, but they just meandered through the usual. I always like listening to their conversations, you know.
I quite liked their little interview with Dave McGowan.
Yeah, that was good.
They said they're going to follow that up with a second one.
Yeah, Dave McGowan's always good.
But what do you guys think of Aaron Krantz? Yeah,
who's that?
He was on their show last week.
I never listened to that yet.
Yeah, it actually brought me into he's got his own radio thing as well. It's called Transistor Radio.
Okay.
But there was an offshoot of it where himself and another guy, an English guy, and they just review movies. It's called like a different kind of movie review. It's called Themes and Memes. So I've been posting them on my blog, and they're interesting. It's just two guys having a conversation, you know, about a movie. And
post about gun crime in Wall Street. I can't remember the movie.
Yeah, there was one movie, and I seen that movie about a year ago, and it was pretty bad, right? But at the same time, it's kind of shown what guys, you know, might want, you know. It was kind of like a guy who loses everything and he decides to go, you know, shoot bankers and things like that. But the conversation they have about it is actually really good, you know. But there's loads of them anyway. There's about 20 of them that I'm catching up on. There's over 100 podcasts of the actual Transistor Radio. You know, he deals a lot about transhumanism and stuff like that, you know. But I find it interesting.
Got a link?
I can give you a link, yeah. Well, I can give you a link to my blog here because I'm actually have it up.
But, that's fine.
You know. People can find it, because it's all linked back anyway, you know, so.
Yeah, make links if you can, because people are interested that listen.
Put it in here just for the second, because I don't have any other windows open.
I like Max's podcast, because he's got so many interesting clips. I actually try and look up some of the sources of his clips, and it leads me down different pathways of interest.
Yeah.
For instance, yeah, that's what I like about that. It just gets me thinking about different things. But of course, I don't buy into his Kennedy nonsense at all about driver shooting the guy in the neck with an electrically operated gas powered gun that shoots darts. Shellfish toxin. Jesus,
it's like your nail gun, and then you've got. You know, you can have the driver doing that. You can have the other guy.
But there was
doing
no blood, was there? There was no blood. Like, look at her skirt when she was on the back.
Yeah, that was the big thing. Simon pointed that's the out. Big someone thing. Did.
And that was another theory that someone else was propagating, that she actually shot him. You know, there's so many different stories. You know,
as long as they enforce the idea that he was shot and killed. That's all that.
Yeah.
It goes back to the very simple psyops
statement.
People
can believe anything.
You don't have to worry about the answers if you have them asking the wrong questions.
Exactly.
That is so central to psyops. They don't care what you're talking about as long as you don't ask the most sensible, simple question. Was he even killed? Was this whole thing staged?
I read the first page of the Warren Report. He was killed by a drunk driver.
Where was that?
That's from Wag the Dog, isn't it?
Yeah. basically, they're just saying it's an a la carte. Pick whatever theory you want, you know. It's all based on that dubious, you know, little home movie in the first place, you know.
which was released 12 years later.
Yeah. And it's funny, which I remember watching as a child, a young lad. Some of my parents' friends had one of these, you know, the projectors, and they had something similar, you know. It was, you know, Kennedy assassination. And that would have been between, you know, at least 70s or 68, from 60, let me think, 69 to 70, something like that. And they had, that was out at that stage, you know, among people. People actually had a film of that. But this thing about it being released or being held by the CIA or whatever, it was kind of like something that people passed around. But there was copies of it out there. And I think that was done just to, you know, put it into people's minds anyway, you know?
Dan Ravo's meant to have watched it 3 days after the event, isn't he?
Yeah, that's right. I remember hearing that.
Well, Dan Rather is fully invested in the nonsense.
We are talking about the military media.
Yeah.
Those themes and memes, which are your man, Aaron, and the other guy, I can't think of the other guy's name. I think David, Adam is the other guy's name.
Yeah.
You've been listening to the other chap there, The Rat, and I've been listening to a bit of Aaron. You know?
What it sounds like.
Well, we're going to become increasingly non-biological to the point where the non-biological part predominates and the biological part is not that important anymore.
When it starts to collapse, it's going to happen very fast.
Defeat the globalists who want to shatter your mind!
In the future, the internet will be in your contact list. You will blink, and you will go online.
To create, so to say, mass-produced models of human beings arranged in some kind of a scientific caste system.
There's going to be a revolution. It's totally going to happen.
A new world order.
Is leading toward the transformation of this planet in our lifetime.
Hello, you're listening to Themes and Memes, different kinds of movie review podcast. I'm Aaron Franz at theageoftransitions.com, and here with me is my co-host, Adam of cerebralrevolt.com. Now, how are you doing today, Adam?
I am well, Aaron. I'm well, and I'm looking forward to our next installment of Themes. Well, our first installment of Themes and Memes, in fact.
Yeah.
We've started, obviously, doing a few of these movie reviews, but this is now its own thing.
That's right. This is the first official Themes and Memes episode is what this podcast is. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. And as the audience will have noticed, we have new graphics and we have new music and we've got a whole new project that's independent of either of our websites going on here. So this is not Aaron interviewing me or me interviewing Aaron. This is a conversation we'll be going. An ongoing conversation we'll be having. On a monthly basis from this point onwards, mostly about films, I think.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll probably stray into other areas as well, such as popular culture and music and other things as well.
Yeah, there's plenty of popular culture to review. So for now, we're reviewing movies. But, yeah, we're definitely leaving room to expand. But as we were saying last time, there's so many films, like, it's going to be hard for us to keep up with the volume of films, definitely.
It's crazy. It's crazy at the moment. I mean, it's
Okay, that's something to listen to. Yeah, always something new to listen to, right, Del?
There always is, isn't there?
As long as it's quality, I don't mind trying.
Yeah. Well, I have to say that these guys do their homework, and, you know, it's nice, relaxed conversation, you know. I find it good anyway. I throw it onto my MP3 and fall asleep listening to it.
Yeah, I've been posting a few of Max's programs as I listen to them. I haven't posted all of them, but some of them are worth listening to. I like all the clips. There's so many clips that I've never heard before that are interesting. There's a lot of clips. I'm surprised he hasn't done a 9/11 show. that I can see.
Yeah, has he not? No?
I didn't see one. Maybe I missed it. That'd be the first one I listened to.
Of course. Someone you might seek out and get a show going, you know? You go to...
Oh, never mind. He does have one. I must have missed it. He named it... he has different names for his programs. I guess I must have missed that. Okay, he has two. And I should go listen to that first now. I just looked it up.
Well, you've got your listening sorted out for the next few days anyway.
Oh, my goodness. Do I ever. He calls it the news hour. That's why.
Would he be an interesting guest?
Oh, I asked him to come on, but... he just asked who I was, and then I let him know, and then haven't heard back.
Maybe he's checking out Fakeologist.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe he's doing the same, right?
Yeah. I liked your little solo audio chat the other night there, Ab.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just get talking.
Yeah, it was cool. Just, you know, turned on the computer and there was a new audio chat of Ab solo, and that was nice, you know.
Well, thank you. Sometimes we get something going.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get in the mood, sometimes I'm not in the mood. Depends. I get a break at work and then I don't feel like talking. I feel like listening to music or having a nap or...
That's the thing, you know. You can't be talking all the time. It's nice to listen as well, you know. Just
Like to listen, just, you know. Well, that's how I get ideas half the time.
Yeah.
You get tired of talking sometimes, though.
I had an occasion there on Monday to my friend Bryzer, you know, the way he's... Like, he's dealing with the banks at the moment. They're trying to take his home away. He's been literally paying them for the past 3.5 years. Just what he can himself, like, you know.
Right.
And it's not like he's defaulted or whatever, but, like, this was the second time he was there. So, and at one stage at the weekend there, he got bitten on the hand by an insect, you know, which is very feckin'. You know, it reminded me of my friend, you know, that it happened to him in feckin' 2000.
Yeah.
Same kind of thing, except, you know, with this, it wasn't any of the necrotizing stuff. He just, his hand was, like, literally swollen. So I was already arranged to go down just as moral support for him, but, like, he wasn't able to drive himself now after getting bitten on the hand. So I went and collected him, and the two of us went down to the court and that, you know. And I'll tell you, it was harrowing sitting there. There was about 13 other cases, because he was number 14. And there was 13 other cases of people that, you know, through no fault of their own, were in trouble, you know, with the banks and, you know, and watching the whole process. It was really, really weird. You know, it was very, very fucking weird. But, Bryzer, when it was his turn, you know, he did the same thing to them again, you know, I've been paying, it's not like I've defaulted or whatever. And then he brought up the whole thing of the Constitution and everything like that. And just like that, right, people would think that the guy sitting in the high chair, in where the judge is supposed to sit, this guy wasn't a judge at all, he was just a registrar.
Right.
And he was just doing some sort of a process, you know, commercial process. And he literally turned around and he says, oh, okay, I'll give you another month now because I have to hand this over to a judge. So, yeah, because... He couldn't deal with it. And he actually brought up, he said, you know, because you're invoking Bunrock na hÉireann, which is Irish for the Constitution.
Yeah.
He says, I can't deal with that, so... It's going to be...
They got a special division just to deal with that.
It's it's literally, you know, constitutional matter. So he'll be up again now next month. So we'll see what happens there. But, you know, it's bloody terrible to look at, though, you know, looking at all these people. And all individual cases, of course, but the same feckin' thing, you know. Some solicitor there for a bank, and they want to take, you know, they basically want to repossess somebody's home, you know.
Right.
But, you know, the one redeeming factor in as long as we have it over here in our so-called Irish Constitution, and this is the 1937 Constitution, this is the one they go by, is the one they created. And one of the lines in it is that, you know, the family dwelling is inviolable, you know. In other words, you know, you can't be taking a family's home away from them.
Right.
I have full, you know, obviously I have full support for Breiser, but I also have a good feeling that, you know, they're not going to, they won't be able to do anything in this case, you know. Just have to keep, you know, leave it as it is. That's either, I can see either two outcomes, that the judge will either say, keep doing what you're doing, or he'll just throw the whole thing out altogether. Because, you know, the bank, if you're paying the bank, you know, doesn't matter whatever the contract is, but if you're making some sort of payment every week for 3.5 years, you haven't defaulted, put it that way. And these guys were actually saying that he defaulted, you know. In fact, the first court case, when the so-called registrar heard that he hadn't defaulted, the solicitor for the bank was speechless. He couldn't say, you know, because the registrar said, you said he defaulted, and yet there's all these payments, and your man couldn't say anything. This time he comes, the solicitor comes in and goes, well, no, he hasn't defaulted, but his payments are modest. That was the word he used. Payments are modest. Anyway, sorry for changing the subject, but that's what I was doing on Monday.
No, it's okay. Guys, feed. Max Rat's feed is all messed up. I get it. Ugh, boy, it's always something. Always something to prevent you from listening to things and getting things working properly in this business, computer business.
But you do it so well.
Well, you know, it's not easy. Even for people experienced, it's just not smooth. It's not easy. Not mass media, that's for sure. Thank you for saying that.
Anytime.
Use such a conglomeration of programs just to listen to stuff. It's such a procedure still.
Yeah.
Just getting audio and it should work smoothly, but it doesn't. Still hard to get information off the internet. It's not easy.
Isn't it still so much better than having to rely on hit and miss on shortwave or something like that years ago?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. We're spoiled. I think we're spoiled in the audio department, you know, in one way.
Yeah.
So, Ab, where are you on the flat earth thing? Have you kind of come through that and decided it's not, or it is, or what?
No. Just puzzled. But I'm not really doing anything about it. Nothing much I can do about it.
I'll be right back, people.
Yeah, so do you feel like it was a distraction, or do you think that it was is thrown in there to make us further away from people?
Well, I don't know. It's come on strong, and then it had a lot of disharmony at the same time. It was really quite a whirlwind. But just wait a little longer to see how it shakes down. That's my thought.
Well,
there's
no
rush.
The earth
isn't going anywhere.
For us to associate with that, though, I think people have to make two jumps. They have to make the jump through the moon hoax and then to the flat earth. So I think it's like making us further out there for a lot of people.
Well, I guess, but we've talked about a lot of different topics, so I don't have to agree with any of them. It's just an interesting study.
Well, I thought it was interesting how Rochella had said that she had referred someone to the site, and then they looked at it and saw the flat earth stuff, and they just said, oh, this is way out there. I'm not even going to look at this.
Oh,
so
you wonder whether
it is, this is kind of making us further away from people finding us, or is it, because like I said, it's two layers in.
Well, I think if they listen to us talk, just like now, they give it any time, they're rational. They'll listen, and we're rational people. I think we're rational.
Actually, it'll probably be okay once that information gets buried a little deeper, because I think if it's on the front page, I think it scares a lot of people away.
Yeah, I suppose. Maybe I'll have to change the layout of the landing page and all that one day.
Well, there's one thing I have to say about this whole flat earth thing. I've been looking into this for the past couple of years, you know, or longer. And it's just because Mark Sargent pops up with all this stuff. This is what seems to have buzzed everybody, you know, including us, right? It just seemed to be like the forefront, you know, being pushed there.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have to remember, well, I remember, you know, 20 or 30 years ago, people were still being, you know, clubbed over the head with the same thing. You know, this is not, we're not members of the Flat Earth Society. It was always used as a joke.
As a tinfoil hat name.
Tinfoil hat. To put down people no matter what they'd be talking about. You know, whatever conspiracy you'd be looking into. It'd be added on. Oh, yeah, well, you probably think the Earth is flat as well. But we have to bear that in mind. I you know, still think about that, you know. And this latest thing, you know, with the Mark Sargent popping up and then even Obama doing that, you know, having got time to talk to people of the Flat Earth Society. All of that, it's put there for a reason, you know.
I think it's there to make us further from people's grasp, because if you attach yourself to that, then they just can't make the jump. The information gap is way too wide, and they just throw their hands up and say, I don't understand those people, they're crazy, because they haven't got to the moon hoax yet.
I know, but listen, Vidir, that we can say that because we've come so far in our journey. There's people that you could even say about fakeology, and they'll throw their hands up in the air and say, you guys are nuts. It goes for, I think it comes with the territory, and the fact that it's sort of being, you know, there's two different ways of looking at this. You know, we can say that all this flat earth stuff that's just come out, you know, everyone seems to be getting on board and looking at it and all that. You could, you know, one sense what I've always been trying to do anyway is try to spread information to people to get them to wake up, whatever the hell that means. And the other thing is that it could be just like a big psyop, right? So it's kind of like it's a balancing act, really, when you think about it. But it's, you know, it could be an idea that its time is finally permeated among people who are seeking truth. And that's why we're seeing so much more activity and talk about it. Or it could be some, like you were saying, some sort of, you know, gap maker to make people, you know, not even go there. You know, so
yeah, I think it's like a gate.
It's a two-tiered kind of thing, you know, in my mind anyway.
Well, I'm going to have to leave you guys because it's that time of the night. But
my ride is going to be here in about 10 minutes, so.
Well, then we're all just going to disappear back into the ether.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll catch you next time.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Hey, Dale, you want to go back in the lobby?
Yeah, okay. Nice catching up, which is, you know. And tune in next time for the next edition of Audio Chatters on Fakeologist.com.
You're so professional.
I try. I know my bloody mouse is... My mouse has stopped working now, and now I can't get out of here. It's like the feckin' Hotel California.
Hi, this is Vidair Lissette, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.